appreciate your prayers. I was talking with someone on Messenger this last week, and they was telling me about the problems and difficulties that they were in, and I don't remember exactly what they were, but I made the comment that something like, well, that's bad. It's all bad. What are you going to do? And their comment back was, we have hope. And that kind of just registered with me as a very, I don't know, it was almost like a light or something come on in the statement after being in, don't really think it was complaining about the problems. It was just suggesting all of the things that was going on. And in the middle of it, though, was, we have hope. And so I want to encourage us today with that idea of hope. We have hope. I saw it's on the internet. There was a woman that was a very famous fashion designer. And she was very beautiful, very talented, very successful woman. She ended up getting cancer and she died at 40 years old. And before she died, she made a statement and said that she had a bank full of money. And she had a private jet. She had a bank full of money that she couldn't spend. She had a jet that she couldn't fly on. She had these fancy cars. She was very wealthy. She had these cars, and she was riding a wheelchair. She said that she had a taste for all of this fancy, all this food, all the different foods that she had eaten and all that. She had no appetite, couldn't eat. That all of this that she had got done and accomplished in her life was doing her no good. None of it was any good. She says at the end of all of this, she made the statement of all of these things that she has. She said, I have designed and I have some of the most expensive clothes in the world. And all I'm wearing is a hospital gown. She said, I have paid for the most 5-star hotels and I sleep on a hospital bed. After all of this that seemed to be what people would want to, she said at the end of it, I don't totally agree with this, but this was her assessment at the end of it, that health, people, she was saying to people, health is the most important thing in life. Well, I want to say it ranks up there. But I want to go beyond that because if it is the only thing, health's the only thing, is the most important thing, we're going to be disappointed too. Because that is going to end up going, and everything else that makes life worth anything can go. And I want to say this, I don't believe that any of us can hold on to it and keep it. We can do the best that we know, and for the understanding we have of our time, we can do all of these things, and then there'll still be COVIDs, and there'll still be things happening, and all these different things. But I want to look at this idea today of hope. The hope that God, that our hope, well, I want to read a scripture. It's in Psalms 78th Psalm. You all pray for me. I need the Lord to help me. In the 78th Psalm, That's the seventh verse I think I want. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. That they might set their hope in God. This is really what's important in this. A scripture in Proverbs says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. When you put the hope on the things of this life and on this, I've had my hopes dashed. I remember when I was young as a child, it happened quite a bit. We would have this thing, okay, we're going to go to the park and do something, or we're going to have this picnic, and I'd be so pumped up about this, and then you get up that day, and it would just be thunderstorms all day. I would be so disappointed, because I had a hope. Hope, the definition of hope is for today's purposes, the desire for something in the future, for desire of something good, that we could have a hope in something that's more than just the hopes of this life. Just to put ourselves and say that this is going to be worth something or valuable, to have something of that. Bad things happen. It's so important that we have a hope. Of these, faith, hope, and charity. Yes, charity is the greatest of these things, but what listed in that reading in Corinthians is three ideas, and one of them is hope. And it's because hope is so, it is such a blessing to us, it's such a help to us, to have a hope in something more. I can look around in this world and be so disappointed. I can look around into this and I'll say a hope of this world is that somehow we haven't got to the point in this country that it looks like it has. And somehow the next election, Lord help us, the next election is going to be able to curb some of the things that's out there that is going the wrong way, and we can have a hope on that. But what if that doesn't come to realization? What if that isn't what really happens? What if the next election is worse than the last one? And the next one, and these things that seem so... I'm not trying to dash your hopes. I'm just saying when you put your hopes on these things, they'll be dashed eventually. It's not where to really have our hope. There is a lot in the Scriptures mentioned about hope. I don't think the word hope, if I remember right, even occurs in the Bible until Ruth. And it was where Naomi was saying to Ruth, Ruth said she was going to stay with Naomi. If you'll remember, Ruth was her daughter-in-law. And Naomi's husband dies, and then she has two sons and they die. And it leaves Ruth or Naomi with Ruth and the other sister or daughter-in-law. And Ruth decides that she's going to stay with Naomi. And Naomi says to Ruth, Ruth, go home. I have nothing for you. And I have no hope for you. Because the hope was that she would have a son. And she said, Ruth, if I was to get married again and have you a son, you'd have to wait for him. It'd be too long. It won't work. Ruth, there's no hope. Go home. You know, when we put our hopes in things like that, there is no hope from that. And that's the first time that hope's mentioned. But it's mentioned a lot in the Bible after that. A lot in there. And there's one character I want to look at particularly that is probably maybe the book with the most times that hope was actually put in there. And if you just thought about it, you might not think about it that way. But you know that the word hope is just laced throughout the book of Job. You remember the story of Job? Job seemed to be going along and kind of doing his business. God had prospered him and blessed him. Job had given himself over to the Lord. He had lived for the Lord, and the Lord was blessing him in all of his life. And then there come a time where, you remember the story, Satan comes before the Lord, and then all of Job's things begins to change. His life begins to change. He loses his children. He loses his goods. He loses these things. And all of these things happened in Job's life. And there was something particular about Job that I'd never seen before. But do you know what made Job strong? Job's hope wasn't in his camels. Job's hope wasn't in his children. Job's hope wasn't in the prosperity of this life. He didn't put his happiness and his hopes and the things that he did, he didn't put that on the things around there. Over in the 32nd chapter, or 31st chapter of Job, maybe that's where I want to read some of this. Job 31. I'm going to start back at the first of the verse. There'll be a little bit of reading, but I want to pick this up. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Job's given an explanation of where he put his heart. For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and strange punishments to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I had walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hastened to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. If my steps have turned out of the way, and my heart walked not after my eyes, and if any blot hath cleaved to my hands, then let me sow, and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. If my heart have not been mine heart hath been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. If this is a heinous crime, yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges, for it is a fire that consumeth to destruction, and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or my maidservant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God riseth up, and when he visiteth? What shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fathers have not eaten thereof? For from my youth he was brought up with me, as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, If his loins have not blessed me, if he were not warm with the fleece of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless when I saw him, my help in the gate, then let mine arm fall from my shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness I could not endure. If I had made gold my hope, or if I had said to find gold, thou art my confidence. If I rejected because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gotten much. If I had held the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart hath been secretly enticed, or my mouth hath kissed my hand. I don't know if you understand, that was quite a reading there. But you explain what Job was saying. I didn't make gold my hope. I didn't make the things around me my confidence. I never done that. And as far as those that were in need, I never ate and left somebody else hungry. I never put warm clothes on and left somebody else cold. I never looked upon a maid. I never done those things and those things. I never done it, and the reason, the emphasis of all that is that the things that I'd done was because I hoped in God.
This is why I done that, because they don't always give fruit now. Do you know that it's our devotion and what we give the Lord, and that really speaks of the hope that we have and where we have our heart and what we're really about and what we're doing. He says that didn't get these things, or I didn't lift myself up. Now that's a different language. Sometimes it's hard to put the emphasis or to understand it. But what he was saying there is that I didn't lift myself up. As I did this myself, or gave these things myself. Actually, Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. The things that God had given me, I always claimed God gave it to me. I didn't look at it as it was a hope in itself, and if I have enough money in the bank or anything, God give it and God can take it away. My hope's in the Lord. My hope's not in all of these things that I can acquire or I can get or any of these things. He said, I didn't lift my hand to my mouth and kiss. I didn't kiss my own hand. You know, if somebody kisses your hand, they pay homage to you and you're important and you're better than that. He said, I didn't kiss my own hand. I didn't make myself important in my own eyes. I'm not able to take care of these things. I hope in God. God is my hope for the future, for what will be. I don't have to be distressed. I don't have to be in a worrisome state. I don't have to be frantic about the politics of the United States or the economy of the United States. I don't have to look at the world and the directions it's going and all the things and do that and have my hope deferred and make my heart sick of those kind of things, because I don't give that place in my heart to that. I'm hoping in the Lord. Job's hope in the Lord. He said, I didn't make gold my hope. I had value. I had wealth. What did he say of that? If I rejoiced because my wealth was great and because my hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun, oh, he said in the 28th verse, this also were iniquity to be punished. If I had done these things, that would have been an iniquity. I could accept those kind of things, but I never made the things of this world my hope. It's so important for us to have our hope grounded in the right place. To put our hope, you know what states it the most of where our hope's at? It's what we do. That's what Job was saying. Why was the reason he didn't go off and enjoy the thing? Why didn't he make those things? Because he knew the futility of it. It's not going to work. This is not going to help me. This is not going to do it. Things is going to happen to us in our lives. Where is my hope lay at? Where can I know that I'm going to be able to make it through this life with success? You know, I see people so many times put their hope in all of these other things. It's a little comical to me in a way sometimes, because you think that, but I see people sometimes get so charged up about stuff and be so disappointed in it. Do you know, you even in things of the Lord, you can be disappointed when you don't have your hope in the Lord. Again, I'm coming back to the same thought of there's a relationship that the Lord wants us to have with Him. And that relationship is what works in all of our lives and where we're at. And so there is a place to where we say, I even if I want to do, or this seemed like something good and it falls through, a work of the Lord maybe, or even something like that. Do you know that the Lord will allow those things to happen in our lives sometimes? But we are not hoping in the event. Our hope's in the Lord. Anyway, there is a lot of scriptures about hoping in the Lord. Lord, help us today to put our hope in God. In Romans,
Let's see, Romans, I think I want to start with Romans 5. I'll pick it up to the first verse. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace where we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. What is that saying there, the glory of God, rejoice in the hope of the glory of God? That reference is actually a reference to heaven. I know that in some ways of our flesh-bound bodies and our living here, sometimes it's hard to lift our eyes above this life. But this is what this scripture is saying when it's talking about the hope of the glory of God. It's talking about the fact that we need to lift our eyes above this earth dim vision that we get, that everything is about here and now. How do we reconcile in our minds the fact that, well, it was mentioned here, I think it's all right to mention it, but, and I think he is doing better, but I got a call from Brother Doug Wall, and at the time said that Tristan felt like he was having a heart attack, and it was in this, and it was another one of those moments. I mean, Tristan was, he grew up with us. I mean, we was around many times during our tent worked up. We was at their house many times. I saw him raise up, and all of a sudden it was like another one. It's like another, here's another one. I got the call, and I was sitting there like, I'm stunned. I mean, we keep getting these calls, and these men, and these young men, and he's too young for that, and all these things, and I thank the Lord that he's doing better, and it's great, but I'm saying there'll be other calls. There's going to be other things. We're taught to something, the glory of God. It's talking about that we have a hope. We have a hope that isn't like this world is, that you get the call. There's a hope beyond that. And there's a hope that we can know that the age doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't matter. It's how long some smoke does last a little longer. It's like a smoke that arises up and disperses. That's what life is like, a flower. Some will live longer than others, but it don't take any of them long to go away, and it doesn't matter after that. And so the scripture here is telling us that there's that we can rejoice in the fact that we can live a peaceful, and we can live for God, and we don't have to be in turmoil, and we can live with life, and we can accept this inevitable fact of life. Because of what Christ done for us, we can accept this. Do you have a hope? We need to have a hope. We need to have a hope today above the fact that I get to raise, I get to put my feet on the floor tomorrow. Because you might not get to put your feet on the floor tomorrow. We need to have a hope that's beyond this world. We can look and say, somehow I can dismiss this so far from my life because it's never happened to me. Well, you only get that for it to happen once to you. So of course it hasn't happened yet. But sometimes it was Brother Philip that we got the call from. It was from Brother Keith that we got the call from. It's somebody else, and it's always been somebody else, but one of these days it's not going to be somebody else. One of these days it's going to be me. That's not the time to have hope. The time to have the hope is to be for that. Yes, it might happen. So what do I do with my life? I go ahead and live it. That's what I do. By the grace of God, having a hope in me because of what Christ done, I can have a hope for the glory of God, which he's talking about there is heaven. That we can have something beyond this life. Well, I'm getting older, so I think more about it. I'm getting older and things are happening and nobody's changing really, really quick. I'm laboring today. Notice the thought, put a prayer request in it. But I'm laboring today. Something strange is happening. I can feel it happening. But there can be a hope. Something that goes beyond all that. Thank God for the hope that we can have in Him. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Really? Well, He said we glory for the hope. We glory for the hope of heaven. Well, thank God. Really. But He says, not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Well, now this is what this is Bible. This is what this says. But do we glory in tribulation? You should. Because of the hope. I'm going to say this right. I'm really thankful for this. You know, I have a hope in God that God can help me in my humanity. I have a hope in God that if I go the wrong direction, He'll do something. I have a hope that if I think wrong, He'll help me think right. I have a hope that God will work in my life when I'm weak and can't. And when I can't come up to what the Lord wants me to do, I have a hope in one that can know how to get me to that place. And He has done that for me in my life. And so I can have a hope of the things that can be right. And when I look and say it ain't right with me, something's not right with me, I can have a hope that it will be. I don't know how to even do it. But He knows how to do it. He knows how to get me where I need to go. I'm hoping God. So we can, it says here that we can glory in this hope, rejoice in this hope. But we can also rejoice in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. True, it can work, it's supposed to work. You don't have to let it work, but it does work. It says, and patience experience. And what does experience get? What's the pattern supposed to get us to? Tribulation worketh patience, and patience works experience. And when you get through, hope. Now I have a greater hope. Now I can withstand the things that happens. I had some, you know, elections are on Tuesdays. This is not election year, but elections are on Tuesdays. I've had some awful, miserable Wednesdays. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I invest hope. That's why. And it gets deferred. I've never invested on Sunday and be deferred and feel bad on Monday. You know what we do with our lives, really, as Job did? Job showed his life, and what he did was why he was able to have the hope that he did. He hoped in God, and that's why it compelled him to put the clothing of the wool on the cold. It's what made him kill for the poor and let them eat. That what he did was he had a hope in God, that God wasn't going to leave him in a bad place, and he could share what he could share because God gave it to him, and he never accepted it as his own. It wasn't gold that he hoped in, and it wasn't fine gold that he put his confidence in, and it wasn't the things that he could do with his hands and his laboring and his abilities and all of that things and all of this. As I'm smart enough. That's a poor hope. We have hope in God that if I feel bad, that I'll feel good. If I feel bad, that it's going to work good. That if the bad things are happening in my life, they're all seeds to something good. God called Joseph to go through a hard place that he might save his family. I'd go through a hard place to save my family.
Would you? Everybody in here will answer, yes. I go through a hard place to save my family. Of course I would. I've never had my children sick that I wouldn't have, if God would have gave it to me instead of them, that I wouldn't have took it. Of course I would take it. I would take every pain my wife has if the Lord would let me do it. I would do whatever it is. I have a hope in God that if that's what it takes, that the Lord will do it. But it's akin to faith. But Lord help us that we would have put our hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. And so now hope, this hope that comes, maketh not ashamed. I don't have to be ashamed of that. You know, there's a scripture that actually says to give a reason to any man that asks you of what? Of the hope that's in you. Of the hope. Of the desire for something positive in the future. Somebody say, well, why are you doing all this crazy religious stuff? You want to know what my hope is? I want to be faithful to God because I have a hope that I can be pleasing to God. I have a hope that God's working in my life. I have a hope that when the rest of the world falls down around me, I can still be standing. I have a hope that it's in God, because I don't feel strong enough to do it. I don't feel capable enough, and I know I'm not smart enough. Now look at some of the failures of the men that wrote the songs in our book, and some of the great articles that's been written for the Lord, and the people that have done some great works of the Lord, and how they've went away from God and died in a bad way. And I look at all that, and I look at the wisdom of Solomon and all that he'd done, and his wisdom and his riches and all that he'd done, and how he went away from the Lord. And I look at his wisdom, and I look at other people's strengths, and I look at all of these kind of things, and I look at myself and say, if they can't make it, then why would I? You know why? Because my hope's in the Lord. That's why. My hope's not in me. Be honest with you, it's not in you. And I love you all. Yeah, this is a fantastic congregation. I always say it when I come back home. I just love the congregation. I love everybody. I mean, the other ones too. But I say I just love our congregation. Thank God for it. But my hope ain't in you. My hope isn't in your perfect life either. My hope was in his perfect life. My hope's in God. My hope isn't in any of my abilities. Another scripture in the 8th of Romans. Oh, let's see. 8 and maybe... For we know, 22nd verse, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. Huh? We're saved by hope. But the hope that is seen is not hope. This, like I said, is kin to faith, but we're saved by hope. We have an expectation. God's going to do something for me. It's not just the one time I'm saved thing where you get up from the altar and you testify to the salvation. We all know that experience. I'm thinking it goes much beyond that. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. You know, I have a hope of being saved. I have a hope in God. You know, God can surely help us in our hearts and minds. Have a hope. Put our hope not in. Next year, if I so decline to do, I can sign up for Social Security. I'll be 62 years old next July, and I can sign up for Social Security. Always wondered back through the years whether there'd be Social Security. Now all the news cycles run, whether there'd be Social Security or not.
But I could actually sign up for Social Security. Social Security. It don't make me feel very secure. I appreciate it. If I ever get to draw it and use it, it'd be a blessing to me, and I'd thank the Lord for it. But I didn't put a lot of my emotional eggs in that basket, because those kind of things are fleeting, and money itself is, and it doesn't bring what it's supposed to bring anyway. But I have a hope in God. Lord, help us to have a hope in God. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Lord, help us to have faith, hope in God. Romans 12. Similar scripture to the other. And be kind, 10th verse, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honoring, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. There it is again. Rejoicing in hope. In what? That my investments will pay off. You know, I was kind of disappointed this year. I'm doing the ginseng farming, and I have so many plants. I know in the hundreds of thousands of ginseng plants up there. Do you know this year early, they come up and they were so good. I was so excited. That ginseng was just busting it. It in the big patch, it was normally always good, but some of the others was just all the hillside. I could just look. Ginseng was just, and it started dying. There's farming for you. Well, it caught a fungus, and by where it should have been still green, should be green. It should still be alive 1st of October a lot of times. It died in the last part of June. 1st of July, it died. All the hillside, all that pretty, it all died. You know, things like that can be really disappointing. More you put your heart to something, more disappointed you're going to be in it. You know, the Lord really don't want us. We are to be active about it. We're really passionate about things and do things. You know, the Lord really don't want us to give our hearts to things like that. God wants us to be like Job. God gives and God taketh away. Oh, that's God's world. Oh, that's God's world. Oh, to have the hope. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. I got one more scripture I want to look at. See, it's in Romans also, 15th. I find everything else fleeting. I find it disappointing. I find some of the things that I think will be good, it ends up not being that way. It's come down, I feel like that the only place to put your hope is in God. Nothing else matters at the end of it. What comes, what goes, all of those kind of things at the end of it. So many times the children of Israel, God worked with them and blessed them. And for generation they would be there, and the Lord would be their hope and their rock. And they would come up between the things that they didn't know how to handle, and their hope was in God. How are we going to get out of this situation? And some leader say, God's on our side. Put your hope in God. The things can look bad and it look like it's fallen completely apart, but God knows how to get us through those kind of things. Where does my future belong? The desire for the future. What do you want for the future? Hope can't even be described without the element of the future. Hope isn't for now.
Because if you've already got it, or if it's with me, no, hope is something that's wishful, hope for, long for, feel for. What do we want? What are we desiring of this? You know, there's only one holds the future. What's the song, "I May Not Know"? Something about tomorrow. Somebody help me with that. But I know. I don't know who holds tomorrow. Oh, I know who holds tomorrow. God holds tomorrow. Over in 15th chapter of Romans. Now the God, 13th verse, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I asked this person, what you're going to do? And they said, we have hope. And I thought, that's it. We have hope. Yeah, they're burning this down. This is being destroyed. Yeah, they're coming for that. But we have hope. Oh, I want to tell you, going through the day with hope, with the situations, whatever they might be, but we have hope. That God is working His will in our life. The God of hope is working for us a way of hope. Peace in believing that ye may abound. Not just have, but you might abound in hope. I want to encourage you today to put your hope in God. Because it can be in so many things that become disappointed. I know from the testimony of my own life is, what happens with me is that I don't keep my mind here all the time. And my mind gets distracted, and then things start happening and things is, and I'm not in the mindset of it, and before long, I'm not in the place to even think about it until the Lord reminds me again of it. You're distracted. Your mind's on this. Well, if this happens, it'll be a good day. If this happens, it'll be a good day. And all of these other things, and they don't happen. And at the end of the day, I didn't have a good day. And all the while was because I didn't have my hope in the right place. Our hope is in God. If you wanted to look at it, you look at the book of Job, you'd find a book completely full of hope of the one man in the Bible that went through the things that we look at, all of those things in there, and that's the book that has the word hope in it over and over and over. Why? Because there was a need for it. It was a need to have it there. He responded the way he did because he had a hope that was not grounded in the things of this world. It wasn't in his material things. It wasn't in the gold. It wasn't in the family. It wasn't in the things that it is that his hope was in the Lord. Lord, help us to have our hope in God, and we won't be tossed to and fro. We won't be, the news cycle won't disrupt us, and then all these things won't happen. Our hope is in God.